Former Canton Mayor Tom Burnaby has died. He was 79. Burnaby was a Lehman High School graduate who was an alumnus of Brown University and the Ohio State University College of Law. He served a tour of duty in Vietnam and began his public service career as a Massillon assistant prosecutor in the 1970s. He later became Canton Law Director and also served as a Starr County Commissioner. Burnaby was elected mayor as an independent in 2016 and served two terms. An arrest has been made in the death of a man on Canton's northeast side. 41-year-old Jake Young was found in his home in the 1600 block of St. Elmo Avenue September 2nd. A neighbor reported finding the man's body just before 6 o'clock. 19-year-old Cameron Croston turned himself in to U.S. Marshals Wednesday. He's charged with murder and aggravated burglary. The neighbor told police he had gone to the home to meet the man and found the back door open. He also said the doorbell camera had been removed and was lying in the front yard. Starr County commissioners have approved the $94.6 million budget for 2026, up from $93.7 million this year. County departments had requested a total of $103 million. The spending plan includes a 3% raise for employees and 5% increase in health care costs. Criminal justice sales tax generated $38.1 million this year, making up about 75% of the general fund. Commissioners warn a proposed elimination of property taxes could force dramatic cuts. Commissioner Richard Regula said the county is monitoring the proposal closely before any decisions are made. Akron Canton Airport has unveiled its newly upgraded sensory room designed to provide a calming space for travelers with autism and other disabilities. The room, completed this month, was developed in partnership with the Wolf and Fan Autism Center in Fairlawn, which helped ensure the space uses research-backed inclusive design. The airport first opened the sensory room in 2020. The upgrade celebrated with a ribbon-cutting Wednesday. CAK also continues to support travelers through its Hidden Disabilities Sunflower program, providing accessories and TSA assistance for those with non-visible disabilities. In Kent, three men have been indicted after a shootout and attempted robbery involving a jewelry deal. Police say 23-year-old Javen House and 21-year-old Naaman Ewing fled after an alleged holdup turned violent along Morris Road July 5th. Shots were fired, but no one was injured. House was later arrested after his vehicle crashed in Ashland. A warrant has been issued for Ewing's arrest. 17-year-old Jaden Akers, who pursued House and Ewing during the incident, was arrested after turning himself into police. He's also facing two separate cases related to robbery and handling sexually oriented matter involving a minor. House and Ewing are charged with aggravated robbery and multiple firearm offenses. House is set for trial January 27th. Akers will face his trial January 21st. A Virginia man was found guilty on five of six charges following a September 6th traffic stop with Goshen Township and Washingtonville Police. Wednesday, a Mahoning County jury convicted 38-year-old Richard Kennedy of assault, harassment by bodily substance, driving under the influence, and resisting arrest. Court testimony revealed Kennedy resisted officers, refused to follow commands, and spat blood and bit an officer during the arrest. Sentencing has not yet been scheduled. Witness for the prosecution says the cell phone mapping software at the center of the William Long aggravated murder case is reliable and widely accepted. Timothy DeVries testified Monday the TRACS program is used by more than 1,000 law enforcement agencies and has been approved in courts nationwide. According to the Salem News, the defense argues the software is flawed and unvalidated and wants all TRACS generated maps and analysis barred from trial. Judge Megan Bickerton gave both sides 14 days to file post-hearing briefs before she issues a ruling. Police say a Youngstown home was struck by gunfire Tuesday night while a woman and her two children were inside. WFMJ-TV reports officers responded to the 600 block of Pasadena Avenue on the city's south side just before 9:50. No one was injured, but bullets damaged the west and south sides of the house, including a window and a closet door in the children's bedroom. Investigators collected 13 shell casings and three live rounds from the street. Incident under investigation. A crash in Niles has resulted in a man pleading guilty. Wednesday, 63-year-old Wayne Keeley of Warren Township entered guilty pleas in Trumbull County Court to aggravated vehicular homicide, failure to stop, and vehicular manslaughter. The October 4th crash happened when Keeley lost control of his truck, struck a shed, and hit 53-year-old Brenda Hibbard, who later died from her injuries. Keeley fled the scene and was arrested after a tip. He'll be sentenced after a probation background check. Trumbull County Clerk of Courts employee has been indicted on multiple felony counts. 59-year-old Vanessa Clark, who works in the Auto Title Division, faces one count of theft in office, seven counts of tampering with records. Clark was placed on unpaid administrative leave. Details of the indictment have not been released. Governor DeWine has signed an executive order awarding funds to support families and children across the state. In Northeast Ohio, Big Brothers Big Sisters will receive funding to provide mentorship programs in Stark and Carroll counties. Catholic Charities will use funds to provide food assistance in Mahoning County. Additional support includes educational programs, workforce training, and family services. The funding covers the next two fiscal years, with grants ranging from $50,000 to $490,000 for local programs.